Dear brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, today, the fourth Sunday of Advent, readings remind us that Jesus is reborn every day in ordinary people living ordinary lives who have the willingness to respond to God's call and the openness to do God's will. In the first reading, the prophet Micah gives assurance to the Jews that God is faithful to his promises and that from the unimportant village of Bethlehem, he will send them the long-expected ruler. The second reading, taken from Paul's letter to the Hebrews, reminds us that it is Jesus Christ who offered the perfect sacrifice of obedience that liberated us from sin. Behold, I come to do your will. Once a little girl was walking along the beach covered with thousands of starfish left dying by the receding tide. Seeking to help, she started to pick up the dying starfish and tossing them back into the ocean. A man who watched her with amusement said, "Little girl, there are hundreds of starfish on the beach. You cannot make a difference by putting a few of them back into the sea." Discouraged, she began to walk away. Suddenly, she turned around, picked up another starfish, and tossed it into the sea. Turning to the man, she smiled and said, "At least I made a difference to that one fish." Today's gospel tells us how Mary, a village girl carrying Jesus in her womb, made a difference in the lives of her cousin Elizabeth and of the child in her womb. The child John, as he grew up, helped Mary's son to transform the history of mankind by preparing the way for the Messiah. The starfish story suggests that each person, no matter how unimportant, may truly benefit from our work, and that any service, however small, is valuable. The story also shows how seemingly hopeless problems can be solved by taking the first step. In the gospel, Luke also shows us how sensitive Mary was to the needs of Elizabeth, her older cousin, who had miraculously become pregnant in her old age. For Luke, discipleship consists in listening to God's word and then carrying it out. And Mary does both to become the most perfect disciple. There is a joke about a Christmas stamp. Once a woman went to the post office to buy stamps for her Christmas cards, Christmas greetings. The clerk in the post office asked, "What denominations?" The woman thought, what Christian denomination it is, but the clerk actually meant, "What denomination? Is it 50 cents or $1 stamps?" So the woman responded, "Oh, good heavens, have we come to this situation? Well, give me 20 Catholic stamps for me and 20 Baptist stamps for my husband. Dear friends, the life messages that we are invited to learn, of course, there are no denominations or discriminations. Firstly, we need to carry Jesus to others as Mary did in her lives. Christmas is the ideal time for us to be filled with the Spirit of Christ, allowing His rebirth within us. Once Christ is reborn in our lives, He enables us to share His love with all whom we encountered by offering them humble and committed service, unconditional forgiveness, and compassionate and caring love. Let us take the time to visit others during this Christmas season, especially the sick, the shut-ins, and to bring some inspiration into their lives and hopefully to bring them closer to God. Secondly, we need to bless and encourage the younger generation. Elizabeth demonstrates the responsibility of the older generation to inspire the younger generation. Grandparents and parents, teachers and leaders have the responsibility of encouraging those around them. By complimenting and encouraging one's spouse, children, and friends, let us make them know how valuable they are to us as well as to God. Thirdly, we need to recognize the real presence of the Emmanuel, God is with us, in the Holy Eucharist, in the Bible, in the sacraments, and in the praying community. The hill country of Judea is right here in our surroundings. Let us convey Jesus to people around us by our acts of love, kindness, and forgiveness. And fourthly, Mary's pilgrimage should be our role model. As we journey with Mary to the hill country, we shall continue to contemplate our own life's journey, its joys and sorrows, its triumphs and its tragedies. Our Christian journey began in Christ at the baptismal font, where He joined Himself to us forever. Our journey continues with Christ as He nourishes us along the way with the food of His word and the food of His flesh. As we move closer to the feast of Christmas, let us accept the challenge of Alexander Pope, who said, "What does it profit me if Jesus is reborn in thousands of mangers all over the world and not reborn in my heart?" I repeat, what does it profit me if Jesus is reborn in thousands of mangers all over the world and not reborn in my heart? Let us pray for this grace as we continue to take part in this Eucharistic celebration. May the good Lord bless each and every one of us in this regard. Amen.